Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Part two of Swing Time for today, the 7th of October 2025. Mike Coates here with further recordings of jazz, swing and blues. My opening track, a sextet, was recorded in 1997, and the combined total of ages of four members of the group equaled 303 years. Obviously, some mature musicians. The album was titled Live at the Iridium, and the group was Harry Sweets Edison and the Golden Horns. There are times in the recording when I think it's not unfair to say that the longevity of the veterans shows through a little. But overall, I think the old-timers gave a pretty good account of themselves. After all, Harry Sweets Edison, trumpet, 82. Clark Terry, flugelhorn and trumpet, 77. Frank Wes, tenor and flute, 75. And quite correctly named Junior Mance, only 69. The young piano, the young bass player was Marcus McLaren, and Dave Gibson was at the drums. Recorded, as I said, at the Iridium Jazz Club in New York City, 10th or 11th of April 1997. And those ages referred to the day that the recording was made. It was called Mean Greens. Another veteran fills my next spot. I've always felt that Gerald Wilson, 85 when this track was recorded, had been somewhat overlooked in many ways, and this was duly because of his contemporaries, the likes of Basie and Ellington, who and Herman for that matter, who kind of took first spot. I think it's unfortunate because he's an excellent musician, as a trumpeter originally, but also composer and arranger, and really, basically, an excellent musician who didn't get his fair dues. Here he plays with his New York Gerald Wilson Orchestra, Miles Davis's Milestones. And the makeup of the group has some, again, interesting musicians there. John Faddis, Jimmy Owens and Eddie Henderson, Sean Jones on trumpets. Clark Terry was in some of the sessions, but he doesn't play on the next track. And the lineup of trombones is Benny Powell, Louis Bonelli, Dennis Wilson, Jesse Davis is the alto player, Jimmy Heath, tenor, Jay Branford on baritone. Kenny Barron is the pianist on this session, and Anthony Wilson guitar, Anthony Wilson being Gerald Wilson's son, Larry Ridley bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. Gerald Wilson composed, arranged and conducted the session, which took place in New York City on the 25th and 26th of February 2003. Here is Milestones. Thank you. Yes, Milestones from the New York Gerald Wilson Orchestra. One thing to be said about Gerald Wilson over the years is that he always moved musically, that is, with the times. And I think that was quite beautifully shown on that performance. Not slavishly copying Miles in any shape or form. And he really did deserve better recognition, I think, over the years he played. Now, one of my classic recordings. I don't think that Joe Sullivan had any idea that he was creating a jazz standard when this was released. And this is Little Rock Getaway, recorded in New York City on the 26th of September 1933, Joe Sullivan, piano. Little Rock Getaway by Joe Sullivan, recorded amongst others in later years by the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band, and a fine performance and rendition they made of the tune. There is quite a broad contrast in my selections today. Who would have imagined that a musician we associate with gypsy jazz would be recording a tribute to John Coltrane? Both the composition and the arrangement attributed to Babick Reinhardt. So it's quite easy to see where the gypsy connection stems from. The track composed by Babick is Cool Train, And on this record we hear Babic Reinhardt guitar, J. Yves Candela piano and synthesizer, Jean-Mike Yaffet on drums. I think it was recorded in Paris around 1996. However, it's Cool Train.
Thank you.
Continuing with the guitar as my main instrument in this portion of my selections, rather than look to the future, Kenny Burrell takes quite a down-home viewpoint, and he has some soulful brothers to assist him. The soulful brothers being Herbie Hancock, piano, Kenny Burrell, guitar, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. The conductor and arranger for the session is Don Sebaski, and the recording was done in February 1968 at the A&R Recording Studios in New York City. And they decided to call the piece Soulful Brothers. Yeah, blues, the common ground, which was also the title of that album, which featured Kenny Burrell. This is Mike Coates presenting Hour 2 of Swing Time, broadcast on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, every Tuesday between 1 and 2 and 3 p.m. Returning now to the last of my three records with the guitar as the main instrument, this time a vocalist with guitar accompaniment. The composer here is Stephen Foster, an American composer who was responsible for such memorable pieces as Decamptown Races, Beautiful Dreamer, The Old Folks at Home, and I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. Fortunately, to my way of thinking, there was quite a lot of effort that Foster put in, which I refer to as Uncle Tom Cabin and music. But he did, on this track that's coming along now, I have to say that the performance I find quite moving, actually. And whilst there are some elements that relate to his conventional work, I think you might enjoy this. The track title is Hard Times Come Again No More, and it's sung by, I believe it's René Fleming is the correct pronunciation, but no doubt my colleague Mr. Yule will put me right if he thinks I've got it wrong. The guitar player is Bill Frisell. And, well, see what you think. Hard times come in again, no more.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard. Come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a pale drooping maiden who toils her life away. Many days you have lingered cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no
I can't bring to mind any or many other jazz performances of Stephen Foster's compositions, but if any crop up and I think will be suitable for the programme, I shall certainly include them in the show. Incidentally, that was recorded at a place that's been mentioned on more than one occasion today, which was the Avatar Studios in New York City. And the recording time was somewhere around 2005. Not 100% sure on that one. A couple of weeks ago, I said that I would schedule some more Art Farmer in the show. From the 1958 album Modern Art, not to be confused with a similar album called Modern Art that was that showcased Art Pepper, this is Art Farmer with the Jimmy Van Heusen composition, Like Someone in Love. It's a good opportunity to hear Art's fine attributes as a jazz trumpeter, a man who I have a great deal of time for, and I hope some of this rubs off on you. The lineup for this is Art Farmer trumpet, Benny Golson, who by this time had become quite a regular partner of Art Farmer in the recording studios, a pianist that perhaps you don't immediately associate with Art Farmer, and that is Bill Evans, Addison Farmer, Art's brother on bass, and Dave Bailey drums. This was recorded again in New York City between the 10th and 14th of September 1958, Like Someone in Love.
Mm-hmm.
Art Farmer and Benny Golson in fine form. Regretfully, time to bring the show to a close for today. Thank you for listening. We do hope that you found our selections entertaining, interesting, and stimulating. As John mentioned, he's away to pastures new for next week, but I anticipate being back here at 1 p.m. next Tuesday for a further 2 hours of jazz, swing and blues music. We'll go out today where many of us came in, New Orleans jazz. And if we've got time, we might call on the services of Kenny Burrell once more. However, thanks to the Bell Gal and her Dixieland boys, the Bell Gal being Emma Barrett, here we have Just a Little While to Stay Here. Percy Humphreys trumpet, Jim Robinson trombone, Willie Humphreys on clarinet, Emma Barrett piano and vocal, Emmanuel Sales banjo guitar, McNeil Blur, B-R-E-A-U-X on bass, and Joshua Frazier on drums. Recorded in New Orleans in January 1961. Just a little while to stay here.
Thank you.
Wow, I almost forgot. Be sure to take good care out there until Tuesday of next week, when I hope you can join me on Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. She said,